Simin Shin Gimel Dini Tachshit Isha. The Maisa, these halachas are not so common for a few different reasons. One of the reasons is that, like the Aruch HaShulchan points out here, is that all the Tachshitim that are mentioned here, we don't have. So we're chayshish for these Tachshitim, maybe they're going to take them off. We don't even have these type of Tachshitim, so therefore it's very schwer to understand exactly what they're talking about and to shtel tzu to our Tachshitim. Second of all, we possibly don't have Irishas Rabbim Nechal, therefore maybe we're not going to be chayshish. And as we'll see, that's already brought up in the later on in Sefir Ches, in the Mechaber Ramah. There's another Nekuda, and that is that these Sif Aleph is talking about the different things that a woman has on in her hair. They say to Isha B'chuti Semver, Li B'chuti Prishtam, 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 we're scared that a woman has to go to tefillah, is going to take them off, so they shouldn't be chaytas or get ruined, and she's not going to put them back on. She's going to carry down on Shul Zeram. So now the shaila is exactly who we chaytas for. Mr. Brewer points out, what type of tefillah are we talking about? What age women are going to tefillahs? Married women, till they're not being table anymore. So he says, lachur zakeno. And an Irish should be mutter. I am a chayish katzal liplu berbon with the concept. I feel this kaino besula leisaisi. Even non-married women that are not going to have to go to tefila and zkeino, they already pasuk men adam nidus. Nevertheless, they should have their hair covered.
They should have their hair covered.
Yes, absolutely. Where's the problem?
These things that they're wearing here. What are they waiting for? Bring them up. Where you going? No, you're just taking the shadow anyway.
So we're going to see. And Mr. Brewer says that big things, we're not scared that they're going to carry it in their hand. They're not going to take off the shetel and walk with that dollar just around. Or any other clothing, big article of clothing. It's the small things we're scared they're going to take it out, and they're not going to put it back. And therefore we're scared they're going to carry those dollar just around. Now, b'chlal, it's a loy plug. Kimdumani, it's a b'kiv eger, and k'subas, that b'ez van aleph. And learns this, b'chlal, it's a rashi, tesis. P'sulan, this is the imravi. Right? So the Gemara says there's two reasons, right? For Eshes Kayanim and Smisha Kitchavia Pchusmi Basketball Shanim Yemechos. So the Taisa says, out of all of those were Geyser that everybody has to get married on Absolunas Yem Revi because only those have the real Chash. Everybody else is Fek Sveiko, you don't have the Chash. Fek Kiveger, that's a Loy Plug from a ribui to a miyat. Generally, the din of leit plug is only when you have 90% of the people together takana, even the 10% that's not together, we're geyser. L'chor over there is fakert. Only 10% of the people together, and the 90% is not. You're geyser leit plug atu. I think Kimdumani wants to learn this, but like Sashi says this. L'chor over here, you would tie into the same thing. How many people, when is a woman going? From the time she gets married at age 20 or 18, till she's, I don't know, mid-40s or so, 50 possibly. Then you have everybody that's above 50, and you have everybody that's below 20, whatever, and all the people that are, there's no chash that they're going to be in the Tzrame Tvila. Nevertheless, if you look at Moshe in his Shuvah, in Chelik, hey, he has that little ha'aretz on all the simonim over here. One of the things he says, I don't understand why we said, he's really quoting a Taz over here, the Mishabura. He says, lav dafka, we're talking about Tvila's Isha Labayla, we're talking about any Tvila for Taris. That could even be as a Kena, I don't know why he doesn't say it, but even could be by Basul also. Either way, Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, all these chashis, the Shmir Shabbos Chas is mitzayin, that the Archa Shabbos says that this was all Archa Shabbos, not Archa Shabbos, Archa Chaim, it's one of the Rishonim, Aaron Milunil, that he says in Ois Reish Samach Aleph, in Archa Shabbos, that all these chashis are not really any Geb is Manenu, because these were chashis when people were tevil in rivers and in oceans and in lakes. However, is Manenu that people are tevil inside of buildings, we're not chayshish that they're going to leave the building without it. When you were coming out of the water, so maybe you didn't put everything inside and you'll put it in. You're going to carry the anamas before you get into your hair. Your yarmulke falls off, but by the time you put it back on, you get scared. When you're in the building, you get dressed totally before you leave the building. And then you leave the building. We're not scared that you're going to carry it. Even if you're going to carry it, you put it on, you'll still be in the building. Mela, for the most part, these aren't really chayshish, but it's my name. The problem is that the steam of Sivir Mishabur is not much like that. Machaber, the Ramah, it's the Rishonim, they already see this. Machaber doesn't mention anything, the Ramah doesn't mention anything, the Mishabur doesn't mention anything. So where does it come up, Lamaisa? It comes up, Lamaisa, with regard to Brooklyn, if we're handling their ISIS. It comes to, let's say, like Sikot Safta, Bobby Pins. bobby pins in the hair, and other things that women might, small things that women might put in, or like a ponytail holder. These type of things, the place to talk about it, so Chutshani talks about it, are these chashis. For the most part, the minhag of the Olim is to be meiko. We don't find that people don't wear ponytail holders, and especially many married women use a ponytail holder underneath their sheitel or whatever it is that they keep there. We're not chashis for these things, that's, or bobby pins, or... And the reason is, the chur, for one of the many reasons that are mentioned, either because we don't have Rishisar Am Bezmaneinu, or it's not the derech Bezmaneinu to carry these things, or because, b'chol, the mikvahs are not like there in those days, and therefore, most of these halachas are not that negiah, practically, and I haven't seen anybody that says you shouldn't go around with a ponytail holder, because of shash, maybe she's going to carry it, it's under the tefillah, and she's going to end up carrying it.